This message is entitled Receiving and is given by Jack Taylor.
We hooked Dr. Vance Havner up to one of these in our church, and he got up and in that tone of his said, "Oh, for the good old days when you didn't have to wear a leash." I don't know what we did before the sound systems came along, do you? Tell you one thing we did, we heard each other. And sometimes these things are sort of like a spittoon. If you hit them, it's all right. If you don't, it's kind of a mess. Well, I'm excited. I'm excited because the Lord Jesus said in his word, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall do what? Make you free. And if the Son shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." I like that. Now, if I were to have a long version, can't put a long title on the tape, so I had to shorten it. If I were prone to be a plagiarist, preach tonight on the ins and outs of reception. I just refuse to settle for the negative. And so I'm going to preach on the opposite of rejection tonight. I'm going to preach on the principle of receiving. And I want you to pray that God will make it alive. I've spoken many times on this subject. And I don't want to assume that the nature of the message or my confidence in its in the power of the principle is anything without God. So I just want us to bow to pray. And I want you to claim with me a fresh blessing from the hand of God tonight and from his heart. Father, I thank you that there is not a problem represented here, nor in all the world, but that Jesus Christ is the answer. And I pray that you would equip us, first of all, to discover him to be the answer in every area of need in our lives. And then teach us how not only to explain, but to implement the extension of love necessary for the liberating of millions in bondage. Sanctify this hour to yourself. May the message be fresh. May your hand be upon preacher and listener alike. And may the result be glory for you and edification for us. And we're happy to praise you in advance because we're confident that you will do it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, that choir is something to have to follow, isn't it? You heard about the fellow who survived the Johnstown flood? And he said, he went all over the country, just striking up a conversation with a total stranger, and said, "Would you like to hear how I survived the Johnstown flood?" Nobody wanted to hear it. Yeah, he'd go to church and said, "Would you like to hear how I survived the Johnstown flood?" Nobody wanted to hear it. Walk up to a total stranger. "Could I tell you how I survived the Johnstown flood?" And he died without ever getting to share it. Went to heaven. There was news of a testimony meeting. And he went up to the director and said, "Could I give my testimony how I survived the Johnstown flood?" And the fellow said, "Well, we'll have to let you know." So sure enough, they let him know. "You may give your testimony." He said, "I can't believe it." He said, "I survived the Johnstown flood years ago, and this is the first opportunity I've ever..." "Do you really mean it? Do you have the right name?" "Yes. Yes, we have the right name. And you may share your witness of how you survived the Johnstown flood." And he just couldn't believe it. He just sat as folks gave their testimony. And in a moment, the fellow got up and said, "Now we will have the testimony of Noah, followed by a fellow who will give his testimony of how he survived the Johnstown flood." Now, it does make a difference who you follow. And I am aware of the position I am in tonight.